The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami on April 24th, 1988 in Almvik, Sweden.
Previous day, Suvarna Varno He Mango Varangas Chandanangadi Sanyasa Krishchama Santo Nishta Shanti Parayanaha. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. Dvapare bhagavan syama pitavasa nijayudha sivatsari viyankaischa lakshanai rupalakshitaha. So this is giving that Lord in the color blackish in the Dwapara Yuga. And here in this verse that we read today, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam, there it says that Krishna is coming, but he's Akrishnam. He's not black. So Prabhupada explains, because previously he was golden, he was not golden, but he was white and red and black. So the only color left is golden color. So that's a clear prediction that the Lord appears in the golden color. Of course, in Mahabharata and other places, it very clearly says, Suvarna Varno He Mango. It's having the color of molten gold. So there's also Agni Purana, Upanishads, various places where it predicts the coming. In this particular verse, the Saango Upango Astro Parshadam, that is also, here it says, along with associates, servitors, astro, and confidential companions. Saango is also thought to be, is translated to be Lord Nityananda Prabhu. That Lord Nityananda is the expansion, direct expansion of Lord Chaitanya. So it is his sa-anga. It's his own expansion of his own transcendental form. But upango is the great internal servitors. Astra, of course, mentioned here, his personal beauty. Sometimes the sankirtan is also considered an astro. And paraphernalia of the Sankirtan movement, the Madranga, Kol, and the Kartalas, is also an important aspect. So, one of the systems that Lord Chaitanya started was a 24-hour Kirtan, Yajnas. This has not been really organized yet in ISKCON, but it's very good for congregational members. It really makes everyone focus on the holy name. And this is one of the things that Lord Chaitanya would do on some sacred days, is he would have groups of devotees go in turn, each taking 1 hour, 2 hours at a time, and maybe one or two times in the day. And then they would come and chant Hare Krishna. Beforehand they would chant Guru Pranam mantras, Panchatattva mantras, and then there would be a whole bedi which would be constructed. A bedi means like a special Ras Leela mandap, Ras Leela platform. In the center, there would be the Tulsi plant, pictures of Radha Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, everything have been added nowadays for helping us focus. Then that originally they would have this gattas, that means that the water pot, installed as a deity of Radha Krishna, and they would also have the Tulsi, and they would make an angan, a beautiful, like a garden situation with banana trees, and other leaves and things. And then they would do a whole puja. I mean, fill up the water pot with water. Some would go into the lake or into the nearest body of water. Of course, in there it's nice and warm. I don't know what you do here in the winter, but they'd go in with their clothes on, everything. Just go right in, fill it up, carry it on their head, come back and place it down. Then the pujaris would do all their pujas and install the water pot as a deity has done in the other yagyas. This is a nam yagya. And the day before, they take the coal and the kartal, they place them all there. They would establish the different seat for the guru, the panchatattva, and they'd offer offerings, Brahmin threads, everything. Then they do a puja, an arti to the madranga, to the kartals, to all the paraphernalia, Lord Chaitanya's transcendental yagya. Then they would chant different bhajans about how Lord Nityananda had called Lord Chaitanya to come into the material world, so on, meditating on the coming of Lord Chaitanya. Then everyone would take rest. The next morning at Mangalarti time, from the Mangalarti time, there would be all the warm-ups. And either starting from Mangalarti or starting from sunrise. I guess in Sweden you'd be better off Mangalarti. The sun may rise at 1 or may rise at never, so 10 o'clock. But like that, they used to do this. Then they would chant for the whole day and night. Like this in turn, as one group's going and they go around and around the tulasi chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, different tunes according to the time of the day. And then as another group of devotees ready to come in outside, they chant their Guru Guru Pranam mantras and Hare Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya and everything. Then they'd come in, they go once around with the existing group, Hare Krishna. Then it's like that, now it's their time. Then the other group goes off and they, so many devotees. Actually, even today, sometimes they have 50,000 people, 20,000 people, 10,000, sitting there just watching kirtan groups. But the problem now in some of the places, there's not enough pure devotees, so now they're hiring people to chant. And since the hiring people don't have devotion to attract the people's minds, they start including so many musical instruments and things, and so that you can hardly even hear them chant. It becomes more like a kind of, some kind of abstract Hare Krishna folk rock or something. I don't know, folk. That was like a perverted reflection. But the original thing is described very elaborately by Vasudeva Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, great kirtan singers of Lord Chaitanya. Then after the kirtan is over and the next sunrise comes, then all the devotees take the tulasi and the deities, if they have the Nutai Gaur deities sometimes, they take all the deities and they go around the town, around the place, chanting Naga Kirtan. And then in this way, the whole neighborhood gets purified. Go to different grihastha houses, and then they come back, and then they keep one big pot of yogurt. Then after they come back, the yagya is finished, the prakram, everything's finished. Then someone picks up the yogurt pot and then smashes it. And then all hell breaks loose. They just start picking up yogurt and throwing it at each other. And that's called dadi bangan. And that's supposed to be like when Krishna and the cowherd boys used to throw ghee and yogurt at each other. At time, even older people, they just last. Then they all go take their baths, and that's the end of the yagya. So in this, you see the how they worship the paraphernalia, the coal and kartal. These all, the whole sankirtan process is a type of transcendental weapon. The personal beauty of Lord Chaitanya, his pastimes. There's so many different avatars. They're both giving devotees of theirs their blessing, and they're also punishing the demons. But here we find in Lord Chaitanya's pastime that he delivers his devotees, and the demons he also delivers. The demon he kills their demoniac nature and makes them devotees also. This is most unique of all the transcendental avatars. It's the most unique incarnation of Godhead. So we cannot imagine how fortunate we are to be present in this age that Lord Chaitanya has appeared. It's not that Lord Chaitanya comes in every age. He especially comes after Krishna. And there are some pundits who consider he may not even come after every Krishna. But if he does come, it's after Krishna. So Krishna only comes once in a day of Brahma. A day of Brahma is 1,000 yugas, mahayugas of Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. So in this way, one mahayuga is about 4,300,000 years. So then multiply that by 1,000, and that's a day of Brahma. Then the night time, everything shut down. So day and night, after that, the next time again, Krishna only will come. At that time, Lord Chaitanya may come. So in this way, we are so fortunate. This is like sometimes in the Christmas time, the big shops put on, you know, clearance sale, everything must go, discount. But, you know, sometimes you think maybe they just increased the price in the label and then reduced it, so you don't know whether, especially in India, they do that. To attract it for sale, they increase the list price and then they reduce it. So actually the same thing is there. But this is not like that. This is a real bargain. This is an actual real sale where just for chanting Hare Krishna, for following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process, the simple process, just by the slightest desire expressed through these practical methods of wanting to go back home, back to Godhead, wanting to be Krishna conscious, one can easily get love for Krishna. So this is so unique. Even the demigods, they can't believe it that because they're living for so long, they don't get such an opportunity to go back to Godhead until the end of Lord Brahma's life, which you won't get into even the beginning of expressing that. So this is such a wonderful opportunity to take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And actually the devotees, before, once they realize, they just dive into the nectar ocean. And then they think that all these people, they're just missing the opportunity. They're trying like mad, trying to just give this mercy to as many people as can take it. The people are so stupid by in their sense gratification. They don't realize what a chance they're missing. It's a funny thing that in Kali Yuga, actually it's so easy to get Krishna that no other yuga. In fact, some great sages, they have considered that although Kali Yuga is the most irreligious age where Kali is so prominent, but because of the coming of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is actually the most wonderful age. Although, if you don't join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, you're in the most horrible situation conceivable. But because this opportunity is there, it makes it a most wonderful age. That's why even Sukadev Goswami, he explained, Kalo Doshe Nidhi Rajan. That the age of Kali is an Doshe Nidhi. It's an ocean of defense. Hasti Haka Mahanguna. But it has one great good quality. This great quality outweighs all the defects. Kirtanat eva Krishnasya. That is the Sankirtan movement of chanting the holy names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mukta Sangha Parang Bhajit. Not only does one get freed from the bondage to the material modes, but actually one goes back Parang Bhajit to the original constitutional position as a pure loving servant of the Lord. So this is all introduced and under the shelter of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he's very clearly predicted, so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya himself here, after studying all these things, being himself very sober pundit, seeing all the qualities, seeing all the scripture, then he finally came to himself to the conclusion and he wrote this offering to Lord Chaitanya. The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet as humming bees are attracted to a lotus flower. So after Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath Puri, after he was rescued by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after Sarvabhauma studied all of the relevant matters, being that number one pandit, very sober elderly pandit, even he was Shankaracharya, for after studying all the relevant matters in the Shastra, he came to this conclusion that yes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Now someone may say, well, why do you believe that Krishna, the scriptures? The scriptures are written by God. You see, the difference is there. The scriptures are written thousands of years ago. 5,000 years ago, the scriptures say such and such person is going to give prediction. At this time, doing this activity, he'll be so many years grihasta, so many years sannyasi, he'll be this color, he'll have this mother, he'll be in this place, he'll do this activity, he'll be accompanied by these people. Now when that all happens, you see, that's more than a coincidence. That is how the Shastras also verify this through their various predictions as they come true. So therefore, for the mental speculators or the skeptics or so on, this also gives a validity to the Shastra that, look at, it's not that the Shastra said it yesterday. It's not like the guy said, don't believe me, I'm not a liar. The scripture said this 5,000 years ago. They predicted Buddha. They predicted so Buddha didn't come. Bhagavatam, Vedas are written 5,000. They predicted Buddha. They predicted Chaitanya. They predicted so many, even Jesus. So this is themselves. You see, the scriptures, through their ability to transcend time, show their transcendental nature to the doubting people. Of course, the faithful people believe in any case their validity, but in any case, only you can find about God in the scripture, because there's no other. The scripture is the source for revealing God. So if we want to define who is God, then we have to go to the dictionary of God consciousness. That's the Shastra. So since only the Vedas talk about incarnations, and so the Vedas should be the final authority, who is an incarnation? Today in Bengal and so many South India, different places, you got guys with big hairdos, they all claim to be avatars. But they're not able to change the course of the world or do anything significant except produce a few rasgulas and things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually gives that which no one has given before. He gives pure love for Krishna. So we should take advantage of his movement being present. And as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya recommends, we should become more and more attracted to his lotus feet, just as hummingbees are attracted to a lotus flower. And we should try to, you see, distribute this love for Krishna on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to as many conditioned souls as possible. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Prabhupada took this up because of his causeless mercy. Now we have all over the world this Krishna conscious movement. He said that the proof of how much you love him is how, to what extent you cooperate together to give Krishna consciousness to the fallen conditioned souls. Hare Krishna.